despite the good four track. Good to catch up with Joe O'Neill. We've had Joe in here before on our Racing's Open Mic. It's been a big week for Prime Thoroughbreds. Good morning, Joe. How are you going?
G'day, Michael. How are you? I'm very well, thank you.
Congratulations on the award, which I think came through last week, which is the APAC Insider Australian Enterprise Award for Best Racehorse Management. It's a mouthful, but it's obviously something you're very proud of.
Well, it is. You know, we were nominated early this year, and I was asked, you know, would I accept the nomination? And I said I would. I didn't think much more of it. And all of a sudden, we came back and they asked me some more information. And then we were awarded the awarded the award. And you know, mate, it's a lot of hard work goes into running syndication companies, and it's very labour intensive. And it's just nice to be recognised.
Well, the horses are flying on the track as well. It was a great weekend last weekend. Can you continue tomorrow at the Valley? You've got a nice little two-year-old, Zelzignore. Is that how we pronounce it?
Yeah, that's correct. I think she'll run pretty well. She's well drawn. Nice rider on her. Darren tells me she's trained on nicely since her last win at Seymour. Which, you know, she came from last on the turn at Seymour and won the race in a day, but you know, it was against the pattern. And she's gone on with it, and this is her last run for the preparation. We'll tip her out after tomorrow and send her up to New South Wales for a spell in the warmer weather, and then bring her back. But she's certainly a chance tomorrow, and in what looks to be a pretty competitive field.
Does she have to get back like she did last start?
No. She drew a bad gate the other day. I would think that tomorrow she'd be from that barrier. She'd be about midfield and peeling out and coming to the turn, and And she's got a terrific finish. She's while she's by Schnitzel, she comes out of a reasonably stout family. Or the second dam, Jamila, I think she won a Port Adelaide Cup and was a very good mare. But no, she doesn't need to get too far back. I think she'll be quite strong late.
You've got a runner in Sydney tomorrow, Rose Hill as well. Rado for Chris Lees. What are you expecting from it tomorrow?
Well, at long last, we've drawn a decent barrier, Michael. I mean, we've had no luck at all with barriers with this horse. He ran very well at Scone at the standalone meeting, where he was drawn wide and was right in the race up until about the 50-metre mark. Tomorrow he's drawn a barrier. He's down in the weights, and I think he carried 60 kilos at his last start, so it's a big drop in weight. Look, he's an each-way chance, he's a pretty nice horse. He's won about 200,000 in prize money, so we'd expect he'd run pretty well tomorrow.
It's always busy every Saturday for you. You've got runners all around Australia. You've got Go Rivadeci at Morfettville as well.
Yeah, well, she's got the visitors' draw over there. But Tony McAvoy trains her for me, and she's drawn wide. But we're going to run. There's another race in a couple of weeks' time, and Tony came back and said, look, I really need to run her to get ready for this next start. So we'll be riding her off the speed tomorrow a little bit, just hoping she can get a bit of cover and have a bit of luck in the straight. But her last run was very good. She was on the inside and probably not the place to be. She looked the winner at the 100 and then a horse swooped down out wide and beat her. But she's another nice schnitzel mare we've got in our team. And, we'd be liking her to hit the line tomorrow with a view to her next start being at her absolute best.
Who do you think's the best for Prime over the weekend?
That's a good... Probably Zelzignore tomorrow each way. I think she's a very good chance. And on Sunday, I've got Casa de Lago as a nice two-year-old running at up sale. So she's a good chance as well in a mile maiden. I think probably Zelzignore tomorrow.
And when do we see Invincible Owl again?
He'll run next Saturday. Him and Hassan Eagle are due to run next Saturday at Flemington. On that day, also Reneged, who won yesterday, will run at Rose Hill. And we might have Savro running in Brisbane in the Group 1 Mayor's race. We'll just make out a mind up after the nominations are out on Monday. But at this stage, she might stay in Brisbane or she'll come back to Sydney. So we've got another pretty busy day.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Joe, well done on the award and well done on how the horses are going.
No, it's great. We've got a great team of trainers who look after our horses and look after our interests. And, it's a pleasure to deal with them all. And thanks very much, Mike.